yourself when you're here, don't you?
That's not a bad thing. You learn a lot of things that are going on. We do a lot of things on Good Day. I'm very interested in public service, interested in people knowing about what's going on in all facets of their lives. And thus we have from time to time conversations about specific things, issues that may bother you. Or if they're not bothering you now, they have the potential to bother you. And such is the circumstance with high cholesterol. It is a problem. You've heard Ken Kronhaus and I talk about this here. Perhaps you'll listen to our weekend program as well. He's a cardiologist. He knows, he follows the trail. And if you have a high cholesterol problem, it can lead to heart disease. It can lead to heart attacks. It can lead to stroke. And as I have pursued this, because my father passed on something to me that wasn't particularly helpful. My system makes too much of the bad cholesterol and not enough of the good cholesterol. So I've checked out a lot of natural remedies over the years. And Cardiol is the only one that I've seen that actually, really and truly lowers cholesterol and triglycerides. And it does it in a month. 30 days to success. So Dave McMahon, who's the fellow who decided through his Solana Health to import Cardiol, has come up with some, it's sort of a stroke of genius in a way. Dave, you have a new product you've added which will help Cardiol and other things become more effective, I believe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, as you said, Doug, Cardiol is a one-a-day supplement. It's based on clinical studies showing a decrease of 15 to 20% in LDL cholesterol and triglycerides in just 30 days.
Yeah. The same kind of results in terms of what you have suggested through the studies I've seen myself in my own cholesterol numbers. So now that I've been on this for almost 2 years now, you've been around here almost 2 years, there have been zero side effects. And it's because it's one capsule a day. I'm not sure that I always am aware of whether I've taken in the morning or at night. So sometimes I do a double dose. But it is something that will definitely affect and improve the reality of your situation. So you can get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol. You've heard me talking about this as I've talked about it. Pay $8.95 in shipping and handling. They are not going to ask you. You'll pay $8.95 with your credit card, but this is one of those deals where you sign up, and that's it. Take this 30-day free trial, and if you like it, you come back and ask. It's not one of these things where they keep charging your credit card. Go to cardiol.net, cardiol.net/Doug, or if it's easier for you, pick up the phone, call 888-809-6424, 888-809-6424 for your 30-day free trial of Cardiol. Now, let's talk about CoQ10, which plays a key role in producing energy in your cells, especially in your heart. And the study, Dave, of 400 patients, that shows that CoQ10 reduces death by 50% in people who have heart disease. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, they've shown that the majority of people who have heart attacks have low CoQ10 in their system. Mm-hmm. So it's something that's been shown for, you know, 20 years to be key to heart health. And especially when you're talking about statin drugs, you know, as we've talked with Dr. Ken, he believes anybody who's on a statin should be taking CoQ10 because statins actually deplete CoQ10 in your system.
Well, it
so
counteracts
really key for those.
Yeah, it counteracts muscle pain if you take statins. Ken has talked about that a lot. Yeah. So anyway, the thing about CoQ10 is it helps the absorption rate, doesn't it? Isn't that really what the bottom line is?
Yeah, well, and CoQ10 is hard to absorb. So we've been looking at this for quite a while, and we finally came out with a CoQ10, and ours is called CoQSol.
Right.
And it actually absorbs about three times better than standard CoQ10.
So the product that would go with the Cardiol product is CoQSol. a CoQ10 that is three times better than the average CoQ10 in terms of absorption. I like that because a lot of these studies use 200-300 milligrams per day of CoQ10, so it means you can just take one of your CoQSol capsules, which is 100 milligrams, and get what's needed, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a small, soft gel, easy to swallow. And CoQ10's also been shown to improve blood pressure, blood sugar, and that's why it's the fastest growing supplement in the U.S. It's got great data behind it.
Okay, well, let's summarize the information here. If you have elevated cholesterol or triglycerides, you need to try Cardiol. It works very well. I'm living proof of that. 15 to 20% decrease, 30 days. If you're happy on your statin drug, you really need to add a high absorbing CoQ10, and the one from Solana Health is called CoQSol. That alleviates your muscle pain, alleviates side effects, and gets the other benefits that have been discussed really working in your body. So here's how you get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol and a free 30-day trial of CoQSol, the high-absorbing CoQ10. $8.95 shipping and handling for each of the products. Go to cardiol.net/Doug, CARDIOL/DOUG, or call 888-809-6424. Remember, no auto billing, no strings attached. Try it. You like it. You want more? You call them back. 888-809-6424 or cardiol.net/Doug. Do not let these problems risk your future. Get on Cardiol and CoQSol today. Dave, thank you. Dave McMahon here from Solana Health here on the Good Day program.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
So, kids, how was your day? Polo shirt, how about you?
My name's Brian.
Oh, Testy. Golf bag? Do you upset your little brother?
Stop calling me golf bag!
Honey, you have to stop calling them by the Father's Day presents you want from Kmart.
You're right, I'll stop. Sorry, Grill.
You did not just call me Grill.
Jill. I meant Jill.
Kmart has everything you need for a great Father's Day, including surprise points for members. Check shopyourway.com to see if you got them. Kmart. It all starts here. Must be a member before 5:30. Points expire 6:15 and vary by status and other factors.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89, AKG stereo headphones for just $19, or a five-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday, because Dad is much better than average.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
It's time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the medical experts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with a focus on the medical news this week. And I guess, Ken, the number one story, if we were to go through with a big voiced announcer and had the top five, we'd start at number one, which is the transplantation of the lungs, the transplantation isn't... It's sort of redundant as a re-transplantation because taking an old set out, putting a new set in, the parents took on Washington and won, right? The girl seems to be fine.
It took a congressman and a senator to take on the head of Human Health and Services to have Ms. Sebelius change the law.
Look like a jerk.
Exactly. That allows a 12-year-old or someone under the age of 12 to be eligible for adult organs. But the good news is Sarah Murnaghan, this 10-year-old girl from Pennsylvania with cystic fibrosis. She now has two new lungs. They were transplanted and resized into her body without any complications. 6 hours of surgery. She's doing well. I think her prognosis is good.
Yep. So that's good. Hold your hopes high for her. And again, when you fight the establishment and you win, it always feels good. Here's some good news for those of you who have taken Dr. Ken's advice about vitamin D. Last week we were talking about being out in the sun. This is something that a lot of people don't really understand, the significance of vitamin D, Ken.
Out of the European Society of Human Genetics, of all places, in Paris this week, there's a direct link, Doug, between a deficiency in vitamin D, which is caused by lack of exposure to the sun, and high blood pressure, which also raises the likelihood of stroke and heart attacks. Vitamin D, it's mainly made in the skin as a reaction to sunlight, but it can also be obtained from oily fish like salmon or eggs and fortified breakfast cereal. It's known to be important for good health, growth, and strong bones. And I recommend, you know, we're so careful going out in the sun these days. That's why so many of us have low vitamin D levels. But you need 10 to 15 minutes of unexposed sunlight each day.
All right. So let me just stick on that for a second. The essence of its creation versus getting it through a capsule and how much sun you are. Let's underscore that again. How much sun you really are intelligent to leave unfettered before you put on.
Take the sunblock off and go out there in your full body for 10 to 15 minutes a day. That's ideal. And then the body will make enough sunlight through sunlight, the vitamin D. But if you can't, then you want to take vitamin D. Don't take more than 2,000 units without talking to a doctor per day. But I recommend everybody at least once in their life get a blood test with vitamin D. Make sure it's at least above 30.
Why wouldn't you have that in your blood test every year?
Well, because of cost. Most people have to pay for this out of pocket. But if you don't have to, it can't hurt.
All right. A short stroll is good for all kinds of things.
Absolutely. This is out of Diabetes Care. Older adults at risk for getting diabetes who took a 15-minute walk after every meal, Doug, they improved their blood sugar levels. 3 short walks after eating work better to control blood sugar levels than 1 45-minute walk in the morning or evening.
All right. Dr. Ken brought to you by the folks who are bringing you PT9. Ken explains the benefits of using this product called PT9.
Question for you guys and women, please listen also. What happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, tired, interrupted sleep. It can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula from this good company called Chamonix, and it's revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
And now, for the next week or so, you can order PT9 and get a product called Heart Factors free with your order. 800-811-6931. That's the important number. The important product is PT9. It's important because it deals with the symptoms that come up when you have prostate issues. 800-811-6931. Most importantly, it helps you get a good night's sleep. And that's why more women call 800-811-6931 to get this than men do. So now you get 2 for the price of 1, PT9, and this Heart Factors will help your heart's cool thing. You'll enjoy it. Lots of people are on it. PT9, 800-811-6931. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, always a pleasure and always informative having him here on the Good Day program.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Five songs just for fun from this week in 1977. Kenny Rogers at number 5 with a story of Lucille.
Thought how she made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room. We walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, cause the words that he told her kept coming back time after time.
You
picked a fine time.
So I have a music trivia question.
Okay.
For which you can win a swell prize. You can't participate, Jennifer.
Oh.
Other than in thought.
There's so many rules.
Neither can Roberta or Ken. Number is 888-302-3684. What was the name of the group that Kenny Rogers founded first? He had a couple of hits with them before he went out.
Oh, that's
his,
a good question.
What's the name of that group?
And people forget about this.
Well, we hope they'll remember for a swell prize. 888-302-3684. Put your thinking caps on whilst we change to the number 4 song from this week in 1977. Foreigner. Feels like the first time. Bum, bum. It's one of those songs, you get it right away or you don't get it. Right, don't you think?
I have waited now, a lifetime.
Wasn't 1977 the year of Rocky?
So
first
okay.
Rocky. First
I,
Rocky.
I wasn't born yet. I don't know.
I think, Kenny, you'll back me up on this, right?
I think
first,
so.
First Rocky, 1977. The reason I know that more than anything else is because this tune, this instrumental done by Bill Conti, was the theme from the first Rocky. Number 3 this week, 1977. Gonna fly now. Meredith says I always go into this different voice when I go back to my disc jockey years. You think I do? I have a different voice?
Yeah, I think you play around with it.
I do.
When you announce the tunes?
Yeah, tunes. I see Rack of Wrinkle Records comes up with the number 2 song from this week in 1977. Marvin Gaye had the pleasure of being number 2. This is one of those really dicey disco tunes. Very unique, actually, in its construct, I think, don't you?
This is so 70s, isn't it?
Absolutely, disco, like you would believe. All right, number one from this week in 1977, Mick Fleetwood, right? Mick Fleetwood, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And who is Mac? Kenny?
Mac Fleetwood was in Braveheart.
Christine McVie,
right. Fleetwood Mac was number one with The Dreams, 1977. I remember getting this album. I still have it in my treasure trove of albums. I could probably have some fun with that, Kenny. Dig it. I actually have a record player, too, that can play on. All right, let's get an answer to the name of the group that Kenny Rogers was associated with before he went on his own. Jamie's in Monroe, Louisiana. What's the name of the group, Jamie?
The Fifth Edition.
Fifth Dimension is not correct. Tim, what do you think the name is?
It was the First Edition.
First Edition, that is correct.
Very good.
Kenny Rogers and the First Edition. I'm trying to think of the two or three songs. Kenny, do you remember what the most popular one was that they did?
Oh, shoot, it just went out of my head.
I know, I had it, and then I can see the label, but I can't remember what the name on it is. Oh, well, we'll figure it out. 28 after on Good Day.
Elliot Gould and the Price of Longtime Love. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's The Movies for Grownups.
Dad, don't you think it would be better if you got some kind of regular exercise? If you live in a city, all that stuff would be so easy.
I'm not going.
Oh, Dad, you got to at least try.
Elliot Gould is the dad, Fred Melamed is the son, and the conflict is a timeless one. When should a parent move out of the house and into some place that's more, well, appropriate? And even more sticky, who should make that decision? The dilemma is at the heart of the movie Fred Won't Move Out, now coming to DVD and digital download. It's an intimate movie about the choices faced by a man who must also consider the needs of his wife, who is slipping deep into Alzheimer's. We've seen a growing number of movies on the topic, most notably last year's Oscar winner, Amour. But Elliot Gould liked the way writer-director Richard Leeds also focused on how those choices can affect entire families.
It's the human condition that attracted me to it. I'd worked with Richard Leeds before, and I think this was a very personal film that he created.
Judith Roberts plays Fred's wife, Susan, and she paints a touching portrait of a woman who is slowly being swallowed up by Alzheimer's.
I thought she was great. I thought that when we sang together during the music therapy part of the story, I thought that was very moving.
That's a pivotal scene in the movie. Do you prepare for a scene like that?
I don't work so intellectually. Years ago, Robert Redford asked me how I perceive things intellectually or viscerally. But I'm a nature person. I can learn through characters I play how characters feel. There is a script, and then sort of try to live it while I'm doing it.
Fred Won't Move Out.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A good day information exchange here. What was referred to as a kid growing up in the radio business used to call this kind of a program a full-service morning show. It's heard around the country in different ways. Why are you...
So you deliver breakfast, too?
I'm sorry I asked. Now I know why you're
trying. I want breakfast and coffee.
I know you do. Coffee. Roberta Fasanelli.
If we could arrange that, that would be awesome.
Grew up in the same world of radio that I did, a few years behind me, so she understands the concept of full service. Jennifer's father grew up in the same era that I did, so he understands full service, and he's taught his daughter well. Kenny's grown up as a radio brat. Full service means you get a little bit of everything. Not a lot of sports, although didn't we have a sports report yesterday? We touched on a couple of things. And
we did, and I would like to rally you, sir. I think that you should let me do a sports report.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm pretty good at sports.
Who lets? You want to just jump in and the boss.
You remind us all the time that you like to pick the stories that we talk about.
Well, I just sort of, I don't know if I remind you about that. I'm happy to have you delve into areas, but I want to make sure there's some kind of a focus, and I don't want it to always be the same sort of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, but having said that,
okay.
28% of you who responded to the most recent poll on losing your privacy, 28% said that they were very, 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 very concerned about losing privacy. 31% of you say you are somewhat concerned, but the bottom line is that a majority of you are concerned that you could lose privacy rights as a result of the efforts on the government's part to fight terrorism.
Lose privacy, as if there is privacy now,
privacy.
Doug. I mean, come on. Anybody who thinks that what they do is private, I mean, you have to be a hermit living in the wilds of Alaska.
Really?
That's private.
So you think...
If you have a cell phone, your life is in private. You go on the internet, your life is in private. You have a credit card? Forget it. Everybody knows everything about
it. Yeah, but it shouldn't be that way. That's the thing.
But
it shouldn't be.
And the government has nothing to do with it.
Of course they do.
Yes, they do. They have everything to do with it,
I think. It has to do with the banking community. They want to know what your credit ratings are.
If the government said you can't do that, then they wouldn't be able to do
that. It's also ads, the media and ads, advertising. They want to know everything about you so they can direct ads to get you to spend money. And that's the driving force behind the fact that you have no privacy.
Money. We love money. We love lots and
anybody
lots
who
of
thinks
money.
Otherwise is delusional.
Anybody who thinks other than what Roberta says
absolutely
is delusional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, a couple of the other things going on that are, I guess, of import today, serious stuff.
You get me going, Doug, sometimes.
I understand. That is a good idea. So, the total now, according to United Nations, is almost 100,000 people have been confirmed killed in the civil war in Syria. And how long this continues to go on, all this is about the military-industrial complex on both sides. Russians feeding one group, we're feeding another group, and so these people are making money while thousands and thousands of people are being killed. This guy,
well, how much money Halliburton has in it?
Well, yeah, Halliburton, not so much as some of the other bigger defense contractors. Lockheed Martin is one, Rockwell is another. I mean, you can go through the list of the usual suspects. So, anyway, this thing can be fixed the same way we could have fixed Saddam Hussein, the same way we fixed Osama bin Laden. Send in the team, shoot the guy, story's over, the Civil War's over. And who's going to know whether it was us or MI6 in London or the Mossad? Just shoot the guy. They know where he is.
But then what happens?
Well, what happens is, at least there's a standoff in the Civil War, and so people...
Who takes control, though? That's the question. Like, who's next in line?
Who knows?
It just add to more fighting? Probably.
Well, so what do you do? Just ignore him?
No, I think he needs to be removed. I just wonder what's next.
Mm-hmm. All right, next
I mean,
anybody
who's doing it, you know, that's the thing that gets me about this, is that we're not very consistent in what we choose to get involved with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This guy's committing genocide. He's, you know, these are things that we went to war with, war for many times. And so it amazes me how we can ignore things, the genocide going on in Africa. We can ignore the Syria thing because we don't, it's kind of messy. It's going to be messy. I don't know. It's like, I feel like we need to get a code and maybe stick to it.
The Census Department has taken some more of the data and filtered it from the last census report. You know, these reports trickle out for 4 or 5 years after the census is completed, or they add new information. The story of rural America, the Census Bureau says the folks who had lived in rural America are moving out. It is losing population for the first time ever. Boomers are not interested in retiring to places other than the coast where it's warm. Mm-hmm. They're not staying in Iowa. They're not staying in Montana. They're not staying in Nevada.
Why?
Because they don't want to go through the storms like the area is going through today. Matter of fact, although if you go to Florida, you're going to have to deal with the hurricanes down there. Australia endurance athlete Chloe McArdle lasted 11 hours in the Cuba to Florida swim before being undone by those damn jellyfish that were swimming her.
Oh,
everywhere. Dr. Joy Brown will join us in a moment for her visit this week on Good Day.
This Father's Day, Nook makes it easy to find the perfect gift for Dad. The all-new Nook HD Plus tablet, just $149. This week only, save $120. Nook HD Plus is everything Dad wants in a tablet. Ultralight with a 9-inch display, perfect for books, magazines, movies, and TV shows. And now with over 700,000 Android apps and games. Hurry to Barnes & Noble for the best gift for Dad. Nook HD Plus, just $149. An incredible savings of $120. This week only. Android is a trademark of Google, Inc.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America, 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream.
For breakfast.
Don't even think it.
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Celebrate Dad Weekend Sale is this Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
It's everyone's favorite meat game,
Jackpot!
Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it!
For the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it!
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Jackpot!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Hi. Is that, by the way, Jennifer, is Pork Chekhov somebody from your native land?
From the Czech Republic, yes.
Yeah.
I believe really. So. Mm-hmm.
Pork Chekhov.
Pork Chekhov. He's the cook in town.
Is he?
Yes.
Dr. Joy Brown is here with us on the Good Day program. As someone who likes to give people advice, and it's a good thing because she's good at it. Have you ever given people advice that didn't want it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Nobody actually wants what I tell them.
Really?
The people
Your kids, right? No kid wants advice.
Yeah.
No, my callers, they'll call in because they want me to tell them whoever's making them miserable should die a painful death, and they're right. But that's sort of not what I do. So almost everybody hates my advice. My friends say, how can you give such good advice to everyone but me? So yeah, everybody hates my advice.
And what about your advice? Do you take your advice yourself?
Yeah, most of the time.
Really?
Yeah, I actually when I get myself in trouble, I say, okay, if I call myself and ask myself the question, what would I tell myself? And I think most people know the right answer. It's knowing and doing aren't the same thing.
Instinct, trust your gut. In other words, right?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
I mean, you have to trust the integration of your gut and your head, because your emotions will take you in one direction. Your thoughts may take you another. And the best answers are the most usable, functional, best answers are usually some integration of the two. But your gut will mislead you sometimes.
Really? All right. Well, sure. I guess I'll reconsider taking my own advice then. I will argue.
Just call me.
I'll call you. The people who call you to try to justify their positions, I can hear somebody calling, Dr. Joy, my husband's doing, and on our right to tell him, and shouldn't he be, and I'm right, right? Well,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Arguments often degenerate into a poorly run debate in which your side, the other side, your goal is to trump the other person's previous claims, right?
Well, yeah, and I think that's kind of a normal human response, is that when we feel, when your gut is telling you, okay, I have to win, I have to be right, don't let go of this position. And I think all of us have had that sort of insight about halfway into the argument of, I might be wrong. And what that tends to do at that moment is increase the volume, not sort of get us to say, wait a minute, maybe you're right. Because it's our gut, because it's emotions. But I think if in an argument, what you're trying to figure out is, how do we get this resolved?
Mm.
Most of the times we have arguments with people that we have an ongoing relationship with.
Yeah.
If we bump into somebody on the subway, we used to say, I'm sorry, or whatever.
Right.
It's those passionate debates with people we really care about, which we're committed to. So if instead of trying to win or make our point or make them understand our point of view, we try and look for a solution. And so saying to somebody who's really angry, look, okay, I get it. What do you want here? Just tell me what you want. It doesn't mean you have to go along with it, but it slows the argument down. It moves you from your gut to your head. It gets you to sort of say, okay, wait a minute, instead of just pushing for a point of view, what's the resolution that I would like here?
Okay.
That's a really good way of having conflicts resolved.
But let's talk about the reality of some people versus the reality of other people. I'm not going to make this necessarily autobiographical, but you can hear between the lines the essence of a conversation. Well, it wasn't a conversation. It was a statement made about an assumption that was 150% wrong. But yet, and the statements regarding the same sorts of things that have been made that were all wrong were things that, even though the statement was made and the correction was addressed and kind of acknowledged, the feeling was still there. The rawness of the debate and discussion was still there. And as a result, the discussion went no place other than loud noise and car doors slamming and exiting the premises. So there's no chance for a discussion or a debate, and you don't know how long it takes for sort of the wounds to heal. Some wounds apparently you can't heal unless you want to. Is that it? And I don't want to be the right person here, but I know that in this circumstance, I was not even close to being quote-unquote guilty of
okay,
what...
Okay, but let me see. I mean, it's hard to deal with abstractions, but let me say, when somebody says, Doug, you were having an affair. You know, you were having an affair with somebody else. It's not true, you weren't. What you could at that moment, rather than being hurt and say, how could you think that of me, which is, or no, I wasn't, say, wow, that seems counterintuitive to everything we know about each other. Tell me why you think that. Again, you're moving from your...
That's assuming that the noise will stop and somebody will actually listen to that question.
Well, no, but what you can do is, when somebody's just going on and on and on and on and on, what you can do is just let them go on and on and on and on and on.
Right.
Because any rebuttal at that moment is just going to add fire. You know, it's going to add fuel. So, I mean, there are a whole lot of things to sort of go along with here. First of all, when somebody's on a tear, trying to debate it will not work at all.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do is either let them just go finished, because usually the person who's angry does want a response. They want a vent, but they do want you to, you know, they either want to cow you or they want you to argue with them. So just let them let it out and then say, geez, wow, it seems like you're really, you know, you're really hurt, you're really angry with me. Can we go back to something you said that, you know, that I wasn't home on Wednesday night, and let me explain about Wednesday night. In other words, abstractions will, people go to war over abstractions.
Mm-hmm.
What you want is specifics. And understand, if somebody is angry or hurt, and usually those two are sort of the other side of the coin, that sort of saying, instead of saying no, say, tell me why you think that. Explain that to me. Because then the two of you can look at the data together, and that may be the point where they can kind of take a breath. You can explain why that's not the case. But and let me go then to the end. So,
but they have to be willing to have a discussion, not a debate.
No, not necessarily. I mean, everybody's... Look, again, going back to that primary assumption that somebody wants to be there, that somebody's unhappy with you, but they want you in their life.
Hmm.
If they don't, then arguments are just excuses, and they'll escalate and they'll be over nothing because the person is saying, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And at which point, it's not a terrible thing to say, even though it may hurt your heart, to say, it seems like what you really want to do is not be here. And if that's the case, can we look at that? Because if the arguments, there can be times, arguments fall into probably one of three categories. Either habitual of just, you know, this is not getting resolved, it still hurts me, and those are awful ones.
Right.
Ones that have some legitimacy to them, where there's something new here, and we really need to talk about it, because it's not workable right now. Or the third, which is, I'm just using an argument to convince me that I don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see habitual ones can sort of easily morph into that third category. The ones you want, that are the most profitable to deal with early and often, so they don't become habitual, is, I've got a complaint here, let's see if we can't get it resolved, tell me what you want. But when someone slams out, which is a statement that says, either, I can't deal with this anymore, I can't deal with you, I don't think there's any possibility of you understanding me, and they slam out, then the question is, what do I do about that? And I think the answer is, and this is a hard one for me too, is to say, call them up and say, look, you know, let's get this resolved.
Time's up. That's the resolve. Thank you, Joy.
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gone by Sheryl Crow from the movie Cars, which was the number one movie at the box office during this week in 2006. So what is this, seven years ago? My word. 7 years ago. She still pretty much sounds, although didn't you say, Jennifer, you thought she was going a little more country?
Yeah, she just released a country album.
Yeah.
This month, actually.
All right, from movie music, we get into movie news after our movie contest. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here to review some of the things that are essentially important in terms of news. I see that Rob Thomas announced yesterday that Francis Capra is going to play Eli Navarro in Veronica Mars, the new movie. Isn't that the one that was crowdfunded? I think that's the one.
That's
Wasn't that the one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, that's right.
Yes.
Made the connection there. Are you excited about the return of The Newsroom on HBO, Chucker?
It's one show that I only watch bits and pieces. I never really got into it.
Yeah, it's really
it's a great show.
Good, yeah,
I like it,
really,
a lot.
It really is a good show. All right, let's get to our really good contest. Now, Kenny, I hope that you have taken some different cuts because we've used this movie a number of times.
Yes.
And maybe it's because it was a popular movie, matter of fact, number one movie during this week in 1994. It led to one other movie that wasn't good. It's too bad they don't. I think you could take the concept and actually come up with, you could have a series of movies. The second one just conceptually wasn't good. I needed better writers and perhaps some more activity, and maybe that'll help you understand what this movie is. Although once you hear some of the audio, it's pretty much a gimme, I'm guessing. 888-302-3684. I'll bet Chucker will know the movie after the first clip, which you're about to hear.
Airport. Gunman with one hostage. He's using her for cover. He's almost to a plane. You're 100 feet away.
Shoot the hostage.
All right. Interesting that that voice is the star of the aforementioned Network. Remember that from the movie, Chucker?
That's right, yeah.
And he got killed in this movie. All right. Does that help anybody? Everybody got it figured out now? 888, pretty good, Kenny. Good recall,
actually.
Right?
Yeah.
888-302-3684, next clue from this movie, number one, during this week in 94.
If he gets the money, he wins. If the bus blows up, he wins.
What if you win?
Then tomorrow we'll play another one.
But I'm not available to drive tomorrow. Is he?
All right, come on.
That's it. Okay, yeah. That's easy. He's like, that's easy.
Wait,
got it.
Okay, easier than that is this.
Quiz, hot shot. There's a bomb on a bus.
Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
What do you do?
You go down the 105 until you get a big hole in the bridge and you try to jump over it. And then run around the airport a few times. 888-302-3684. All right, what's the name of the movie? Swell Prize is yours. First person in, I guess the prize has the right answer. Chucker will answer all of your questions that have to do with movies in just a moment here on Good Day.
Are you ready to get away this summer? Then stay at America's Best Value Inn, and you might find yourself playing in Las Vegas. Join our Value Club for the chance to win monthly travel prizes or the grand prize, a four-night VIP stay at the D Las Vegas, a Lexington Legacy Hotel on famous Fremont Street. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com and get away, stay, and play this summer.
All right, let's get to the heart of the matter here, Chucker. What's going on?
All right, Doug, actress Sandra Bullock reportedly in talks to play the role.
Speaking of Sandra Bullock! Excuse me.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
In the Jay-Z, Will Smith produced new movie version of the musical Annie, Jamie Foxx will play a reworking version of Daddy Warbucks, and the little girl who was Oscar-nominated for the movie Beast of the Southern Wild will play the character of Annie. I think that movie has the potential to be a pretty highly anticipated film.
Really?
Other news, actor Tom Hardy, who played Bane in The Dark Knight Rises, reportedly will play Elton John in the biopic Rocket Man, which should begin production sometime this year. Odds are Great and Powerful, out on Blu-ray. I like the film. It has more pluses than minuses, so I recommend it. James Franco is quite good in that film. And The Man of Steel, which opens tonight at midnight in most theaters, getting polarizing reviews. Some people really, really like it, and some people are really, really rejecting it. I think a lot of people some people cannot see Superman modernized, and supposedly the film doesn't have a lot of humor. Yeah. Some people don't like that. I'm going to see it at 7 o'clock at a special screening. I'll let you know what I think.
All right. Was Bradley Cooper ever considered for that role?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Charlie in Lewiston, Idaho, you know the answer to the question, what's the movie of the day, though, right?
Yeah, Speed with Keanu Reeves.
And?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Right.
You got that right.
And Daniels and...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.